WTAW News Time is 3 minutes after 8, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second time in 3 months, a divided Bryan City Council is moving forward with moving about a mile of overhead power lines underground.
BTU figures the relocation of power lines along South College between Villa Maria and Enloe is $1.75 a month, though the project is already in their budget and there will be no rate increase. Mike Sutherland, one of the three who were unsuccessful in stopping the project, wanted to establish a $1.75 a month fee for a new fund to reduce flooding.
The underground utility is not the thing to do. That's not a priority now for us. The flooding is a priority for us. So you keep doing what you're doing, and let's look at a fee somewhere else or some money somewhere else. If we're going to take $1.75 from the customers or the citizens, let's do it for the flood relief. I don't mean through BTU, though, but I mean, we can have a fee otherwise.
Bobby Simic says he's heard from hundreds of customers who want the improved aesthetics.
When we started talking about this, the topic was, Bobby, this is something we think is important because it's going to be a direct feed from Texas A&M all the way to downtown Bryan.
Next week, BTU and their consulting engineer starts gathering information along South College. Through the end of July, property owners may see representatives on their land. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council is headed towards requiring some new streets to be concrete and not asphalt. A council consensus agrees higher traffic collector streets should have the more expensive but longer wearing pavement. Yet to be decided is requiring concrete on new residential streets. City Manager Kelly Templin says he's trying to address rising costs of street maintenance.
The last couple of budget years, we're falling several million dollars behind every year in street maintenance. And all my previous jurisdictions require concrete streets. My most previous one has required it since 1961.
City staff will be meeting with local home builders who pass on the costs of new streets to home buyers to reach an agreeable cost estimate for concrete residential streets. The discussion comes as motorists on two major College Station streets will have to deal with construction projects starting Monday. One is widening Rock Prairie Road from College Station Medical Center to pass the freeway bridge, which will restrict traffic through at least October of next year. And Munson is being rebuilt between Dominic and Lincoln, something that will take about a year to complete. Brazos and 11 other counties are part of Governor Abbott's request to the president for federal storm damage assistance. The request also includes Grimes, Washington, Waller, and Fort Bend counties. The governor's office says if granted, victims may be eligible for federal individual assistance grants of up to $33,000 and low-interest disaster loans from the Small Business Administration. You can read and download the governor's 23-page letter online at WTAW.com. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he will vote for Donald Trump, but there will be no endorsement. Flores says Trump has a great opportunity because 70% of Americans are mad about the direction the country is going.
But he's got to start talking about what his vision is, how he's going to lead the country, how Hillary Clinton would be bad for the country, and quit bashing on judges and everybody else.
Flores says all Trump needs to do is focus on the real enemy, who is not the judge presiding over the Trump University case. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now for Zweiker & Associates, the ZA team. Check them out online. It's real simple. Go online, zarealestate.com, and you can find Zweiker & Associates. Now, I've been working with Jen for many, many, many years, and I've heard all of the amazing advice she has to give. Whether you're buying or selling your home, Jen Zweiker and the people at the ZA team are the people to contact because they know just about everything you could possibly know when it comes to buying or selling a home. It's amazing. They've got an entire team who is ready to help you. They've got a stager, somebody who goes into a warehouse and finds tons of items to fill a house with that are perfect for the house, that make it look just amazing, but maintain the character of your home if you're the seller. Plus, their real estate agents are incredible. Contact Jen Zweiker in the ZA team. It's real simple. Just go online, go to zarealestate.com. That's zarealestate.com for Jen Zweiker and the ZA team with Zweiker & Associates.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage,
and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Together, we're changing the face of healthcare. We're a family that shares extraordinary medical resources. Pioneers doing research with real-world applications. Doctors, nurses, staff, all living out our calling to bring health to your life and to your community. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here you are.
Warm and increasingly more humid weather as we head through the weekend. That may lead to a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity. Good news is right now it does not look widespread. Partly sunny, close to 90 today. There's a chance for shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow. Thunderstorm may pop up in the afternoon. Highs 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Clouds, some sun, maybe a storm Sunday, and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
810. So what were we talking about a little while ago about procrastination? I forgot what that was. Because I said we were going to talk about procrastination.
That we like to procrastinate to talk about procrastinating.
That's it.
Let's talk about it later.
Okay. Well, you can call it lazy. You can call it procrastination. Whatever. It can be a powerful force that keeps you from doing what you need to get done. But today, we have a simple solution for you. This is an invisible force that we have to fight. Here, what you do is this. All you do is make a deal with yourself to work on something for 10 minutes, okay? Give it 10 minutes, and then see how much you can get done. You can set a timer if you want to, but you give yourself permission to stop when the timer goes off. Then one of two things happens. You'll either stop, but at least you got 10 minutes worth of work done on something. More likely, you're going to keep going, though. That's human nature because you've got a little bit of momentum going.
And you've already started.
Yep. You've made some progress, and you'll be less tempted to quit. It is remarkably effective, they say.
I'm sure.
Bring your little timer in and do that thing and see how that works out for you. All right. That's your help for today.
Nice.
But again, see, doing that on Friday...
Ugh, yeah. Out of the question.
I can wait till next week, whatever it happens to be.
Maybe Monday I'll start.
Till Monday,
We'll see how that works.
Bettering my procrastination skills.
Yeah, Colin's here this morning from City of College Station. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Well, you know, everything's great here when it's Friday and it's not raining and, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, are you going to WrestleMania?
I'm supposed to participate in, not really. A little pencil neck like me wouldn't last very long.
What's your stage name?
What would your stage name be? Yeah, exactly. The Lubbock Flash?
Killer.
Killer. Of course. That's right. I'm sorry. I should remember it. All right. So, but we've got A&M baseball, and we've got wrestling going on pretty much at the same time over there. So the parking's going to be a problem, but it should be fun, and we've got nice weather for all that kind of stuff. So what are we doing in the two-name city these days?
Well, we have a guest for you this morning, Gary Logan of the Parks and Recreation Department.
He's never been here before.
Events supervisor.
Is that right?
Is that what they're calling him? Hey.
And you know what he's going to talk about?
Special events?
Special events.
It's perfect.
Man, they should have told me. Yeah, I needed a little prep time for
exactly.
This.
All right, so what's going on?
We have a little bit. I'm glad that A&M is in the Super Regionals, unlike my team.
Happened there? Man, you guys choke at your own home field.
Well, it's funny because our bullpen was 38-0 after the seventh
inning
all year.
Folks.
Yes,
yeah.
I am. Hotty toddy.
Yeah.
We were 37-0 all year after the seventh inning, and then our two regional games, we lost in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
So our bullpen was great all year until it mattered.
I don't know if you noticed it. I thought that the commentators on the Ole Miss A&M game were so angry that A&M had come back to take the lead. I mean, I do. I just thought they were going, God, Ole Miss has outplayed them. How is it that they can do that? But A&M has just so much firepower that they can do that.
Yeah.
But they had nothing else that they could say because they really thought Ole Miss had played a great game.
We overachieved. It is what it is.
It was a good season.
Anyway. So,
you had enough problems with your football program. No, never mind. We're not going to go there. All right, never mind.
We'll actually talk City of College Station events now.
Let's do that. Okay. All right.
Tomorrow, June 11th, we have our next Starlight music series event. This is honoring Juneteenth. Really excited about it. We've had all these bands here before. They're great. We love them. They're great great bands to work with. Kind of an R&B, blues, jazz-ish kind of a mix on the music that they play. It'll be we'll start off the night with Gabriel Ayers and Grace, followed by Dysfunction Junction, and conclude the night with our headliner, Memphis Train Review. They were here last year. Great group. Again, just great music. Hope you come out. Gates open at 6. Music starts at 7. Same as usual on Starlight. You can bring your coolers in. No glass, please. No pets. We will have some food for sale. And, of course, we have a kid zone. So bring the kiddos out and again, enjoy a good time at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. Also want to point out that today, our voting for the Starlight Music Contest concludes at midnight. And I don't know if you've been keeping up with that, but it's been a very awesome contest. We opened it a while back on the voting where we have basically local regional acts submitted their videos. And the public can vote on them right now on our website, cstx.gov/Starlight. So the top three bands selected by the public will play at our last Starlight on July 2nd. Okay. So we've had a lot of votes cast already, and the top three are really, really close. So cast your vote today. Again, cstx.gov/Starlight.
Like a People's Choice Award kind
of
thing.
Yep, our own homegrown American Idol, sort of. But all right, so that's voting is today, tomorrow, June 11th, Starlight. Our next Starlight, again, we have three more counting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We have June 25th, will be headlined by Shane Smith and the Saints with guests John Bauman and Katie Hamlin. And then, of course, the last one, July 2nd, will be that Voters' Choice concert. So we also have a couple movies sprinkled in there.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is June 24th. Our next movies in the park will be June 24th. Something that I think you weren't, something you might be familiar with on the movie that we're playing Jaws.
I've heard Jaws.
Got to
get a bigger boat. Right, exactly.
Well, big thing about that, we're giving away a lot of free stuff that night.
Fun.
Free snow cones of the first 500 and free popcorn all night. So it'll be a really great time, a really great chance to bring out the kiddos. So.
All right. Now, tell me a little bit now about, because we saw a couple of weeks ago just spectacular amount of water at Wolfpin Creek. Mm-hmm. I mean, so tell me, what did you have to do to kind of clean that up and get that venue ready again?
Well, the best thing about working with the City of College Station, we have some of the best crews known to man working with us, and they were able to clean everything up. And we actually had the what I called the apocalyptic flooding on Thursday.
Yeah,
we had a Starlight on that Saturday, and aside from the hill being a little bit wet, it was like nothing ever happened.
Really?
Yeah. So ground was a little wet, but it really wasn't as bad as you would expect. And yeah, we had a great concert that night. So it was a lot of fun, but it definitely was there's lots of pictures floating around of how bad it was there in the Holloman-Dartmouth area. Mm-hmm. But again, that area is kind of designed for that. Yes, it's all the drainage in College Station, but it tends to move out pretty quickly, so we were able to get in there and clean it up.
But hitting the stage was pretty amazing. Good, you can say this. All right, we've done that, we don't have to do it again, right?
if only. Hey.
All right, so what's the website again for what's more information?
cstx.gov/Starlight for all things that. But again, best thing you can do, give us a call if you're interested in any of our events. Call us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at 979-764-3486.
All right, very good. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. What else you got?
Well, we want to remind everybody that we have two major road projects that get underway on Monday.
Okay.
The widening of Rock Prairie Road from Norman Drive just past the Med to the other side of Highway 6 just past the Valero gas station.
Okay.
That's going to take about 16 months, unfortunately, but it's going to be well worth it, I think, when it's finished.
Well, you're burying power lines there to the high lines, right?
There is a lot of work to do over there. They're realigning some of the roads and the lanes. I don't know if you've seen where Longmire's kind of an awkward intersection there.
Yep.
They're going to straighten that out. I live in that area, so that's going to be...
It's every day for you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's good because there's no traffic on Rock Prairie. That's always
no,
good.
No, not That'll at be- all. And then the other one is the rehabilitation of Munson Avenue from Lincoln Avenue to Dominick, and that's going to take about a year.
Wow. Okay. So long-term projects, just get used to them, and when it's done, it's like when they did Texas Avenue. When it's done, it'll look also nice and pretty.
There's going to be a lot of workers out there, so just be careful when you drive through those areas.
All right, good. Thanks for the time this morning. That's our College Station segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to take just a moment to highlight Stacy Baumgartner for her positive influence and selfless giving and community service. Stacy has served as a veterinarian in Bryan since 2005. And with her commitment to quality pet care, Stacy has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Stacy for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life right here in the Brazos Valley.
Need a new trailer for your job site, home, or hobbies? Midway Trailers in Madisonville is your one-stop shop. Located in Madisonville on I-45, just a short drive from Bryan College Station in Huntsville, Midway Trailers provides every style of trailer to fit your every need. Light duty, heavy duty, cargo, automotive, horse, or livestock. Midway only stocks and sells the best brands. Brands like CM, Lark, and Big Tex Trailers, America's best-selling professional-grade trailer line. Visit MidwayTrailers.com today and haul away happy with Midway Trailers in Madisonville.
Boudreaux, the crawfish man from Crawfish to Go, got his own restaurant, Cajun's Bayou Grill.
I'm a Cajun man.
Cajun food from scratch. Cajun's Bayou Grill cooks up all of your Cajun favorites from gumbo and etouffee to po' boys, red beans and rice and more. Yeah, we got that. Cajun's Bayou Grill. It's in South Carlin Station in the community of Welburn. It's only minutes from the congestion. Just one block north of the Hullabaloo Diner. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Google that. Cajun'sBayouGrill.com.
Bruce Johnson with your money now. Global Blood Therapeutics says its sickle cell disease drug posted positive results in early trials. The drug, GBT-440, is the company's lead drug candidate and is being developed as a once-daily oral treatment for sickle cell disease. Futures are down across the board. Major U.S. benchmarks ended slightly lower yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 19 points, finishing at 17,985. The NASDAQ was off 16, the S&P 500 down 3. And Wendy's has discovered a second type of malicious software at payment terminals and warned the number of locations affected will be significantly higher than the 300 previously reported. The burger chain launched a probe in January after learning of fraudulent charges on some credit and debit cards that have been legitimately used at some of its locations. Again, futures are down, and that's your money now.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL. Deal.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, time to talk about things going on in the arts. And Amy's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. You brought a guest?
I did. I brought Emily McKeown Upright with me. She is all the way from California and is our College Station Summer Artist in Residence.
Very good. Emily, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. Pull that microphone right up there next to you. Yeah, just like that. Okay, so came from California, and how long have you been here?
About three weeks.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your art.
So right now I'm doing oil painting and installation or sculpture with found objects. And so my oil paintings are pretty non-traditional. They're what you'd call non-objective, so there's no subject matter. I concentrate a lot on color and kind of abstracting feelings or whatnot, impressions. So that's what I'll be doing for this residency, is abstracting my impressions of the Brazos Valley, because I'm from California, and so Texas is a very different area. I've spent some time here. My husband's from here. So, but I'm really going to try and get to know the community, and obviously this weather is going to be part of it and everything, because this is very unusual, even for this area. I've heard that it's unusual.
So now you tell me oil and sculpture with found objects.
Yes.
Okay, and that's two really kind of different things. So what kind of background brought you to the idea of using two different media?
Well, recently in San Jose, we hosted, well, Santa Clara, we hosted the Super Bowl, and for a show there, I did a project on basically waste and consumerism with the Super Bowl and how the NFL is trying to combat that and everything. And so I basically threw a huge party and collected all of the waste and did an installation with that. So I had 110 chicken wing bones, because there's about 1.10 billion pounds of chicken wings eaten every Super Bowl, and soda cans and all this stuff. And it was interesting, because in the art gallery, people ended up contributing to my installation with their own pieces that, you know, they were done with their beer, so they'd set it down, and it just looked as part of it. And so I felt like that's something that the community can contribute to, maybe not in that same way, but here I can ask for people to donate items, and I can make things from them.
So now, what would you be looking for people to donate, for instance?
Really anything that has past its use, so not garbage per se, so not like a wrap or anything, but you know, things that you would donate to a thrift shop. So I've been perusing thrift shops, finding items that people are no longer in need of, or I find here in College Station or Bryan, a lot of people put things by the curb, which is not, that's not something in California you typically do, or at least where I'm from. And so I will peruse those piles, because on Craigslist, a lot of times they'll say free on curb. So I'll go and look at those things. But now I have a studio set up, so people can actually come out and deliver things to me if they want, like one item or whatnot.
So now when will this be ready for display, and where will it be on display?
So my show opens July 28th, and it'll be at the Arts Council of Brazos Valley in College Station.
Okay, and for how long?
For a month and a half.
September 9th.
Okay, so now is everything done now, or even after the show opens, will you be adding things, or is everything complete before the show opens?
Everything will be complete. I just opened my studio yesterday, and so like with any project proposal, you know, there's glitches and things we have to kind of iron out. And so basically I opened my studio, I started two paintings yesterday, and I've started collecting items. So even like cool bottles that I, you know, get at the cafe that I want to, you know, put in there. So I'll be collecting all my receipts, my movies, ticket stubs, just remnants of my time here. And I'll be putting all of that in my paintings, in the sculptures, hopefully installations, suspended installations from the ceiling.
Okay. All right. So I kind of got off on the tangent of just the sculpture. Let's go back over to the oil now and talk about that for a minute.
So basically, like I said, I work a lot. It's all about color. And so right now, my first piece is a triptych, so there's three panels, and it's definitely about this weather, because when I was driving out here from California, I ran into basically a convergence of three systems coming into one and floated into my hotel parking lot. Okay. And so I'm lucky I have a Subaru, so I was safe, but this has just been very unusual, and I feel like it's, you know, definitely noteworthy, and I want to document it. And the tornado hit probably a half a mile from where my apartment is.
Oh,
and
my.
So it's just, you know, this is very, all things that make an impression on you. So this piece is very, very dynamic. There's a lot going on in the piece, and then it'll be kind of these subtle, like kind of rain cloud color types, but then I'll bring in some nice saturated colors as well to like kind of interest the viewer. And then I'll end up putting in pieces like receipts or just things that people from College Station and Bryan would recognize, you know, like places that you go to.
Okay,
so,
sure. Well,
yeah.
I kind of like the idea of localizing, that's for sure. Okay, and again, the show starts?
July 28th.
All right, at the Arts Council. Look forward to it. Yes. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
What else you have for us, Amy?
Well, we do have a current show up right now that will be leaving in time for Emily's show. It's called Into the Wood, and it's a great exhibit of wood engravings and wood block prints. It's up in the Texas Gallery, and you can come see it during our regular business hours. And we've also got some summer camp spots still available, just one or two spots in each camp. So
If you haven't figured out what you want your kids to do this summer, visit our website at acbv.org, and you can find all sorts of great activities for them.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Jeff.
Online disease tracking. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. People turn to the internet when they need information fast. So during outbreaks of infectious childhood diseases like chickenpox, parents start Googling. Now, researchers report in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that Google search trends reflect actual chickenpox cases in many countries. University of Michigan researcher Kevin Baker calls this digital epidemiology.
You can use real-time data to estimate or predict outbreaks of diseases.
And Baker says in countries where routine vaccination has been introduced, seasonal spikes in chickenpox searches have flattened out as the disease wanes.
They've implemented the vaccination, so fewer and fewer parents are actually going out there and searching for things like chickenpox symptoms, kind of solutions to the chickenpox problem.
He adds that vaccinating healthy people also helps protect those for whom chickenpox is dangerous. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies, best delivery and takeout. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 12 years in a row. And now you can order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to box lunches for the office, or warm cookies as a treat in the afternoon and stone oven pizzas for dinner. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Here's yet another example of how the constant stream of digital data has changed our lives. Hi, it's Kim Commando. Listen to how Tesla Motors has changed the way auto accidents are investigated. A Tesla owner claims that the car suddenly accelerated all by itself, jumped a curb, and slammed into the side of a building. Tesla has proven otherwise. You see, Teslas are manufactured with an advanced computer system, not unlike the black box found in all passenger jets. In this case, Tesla produced detailed diagnostic logs proving that the car's gas pedal was suddenly pressed to the floor by the driver seconds before the crash. The cars we drive today are so sophisticated that our driving secrets are now digitally embedded into the vehicle's computer system. Not only will the car diagnose its own problems for the mechanic, it will also reveal everything about how you drive and where you go. A landmark change in the future of all auto crash investigations. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Every day, there's news about viruses and Trojans, rootkits, and criminals infecting PCs. That's why you need Kaspersky Total Security. It reacts in real time to protect you against known threats that may not have been identified yet. Say something's on your PC, trying to access a folder it doesn't belong in. Kaspersky Total Security stops it, analyzes it, blocks it, or lets it go if it's safe. All in real time, without slowing down your PC. And Kaspersky developed a technology called Safe Money that gives you layers of protection when you're banking and shopping online. It makes sure a site is legit and safe, your transaction isn't intercepted, and more. Kaspersky has won more awards and more tests than any other security software provider. That's why I trust Kaspersky Total Security here at the studios, and also on my computers, phone, and tablet too. Best of all, as a Kim Commando listener, get Kaspersky today and get 50% off. Learn more at Kaspersky.com and use promo code Kim at checkout. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. As motorists on two major College Station streets face delays with the start of road construction projects next Monday, the city council takes up whether new streets in the future should be concrete or asphalt. Either way, City Manager Kelly Templin says the last couple of budget years, College Station has fallen several million dollars behind in street maintenance.
And when we were searching for a home, my wife's comment was, what's wrong with the streets because of the graffiti, I guess it was termed. So that's the cost of the home builders is a serious concern, but we have an unsustainable model that will break this city if we do not address it in some form or fashion. Somebody will have to bear these costs. Just keep that in mind. That we will have to adjust the tax rate, I fear, every year from here on out if we do not address this problem now.
A council consensus agreed that new collector streets, which have more traffic, should be concrete, which lasts longer but costs more. As for future residential streets, the council agreed to delay a decision until after home builders and city staff decide on comparative costs of concrete versus asphalt. As for the start of street work next Monday, Munson is being rebuilt between Dominic and Lincoln, something that will take about a year to complete. And Monday starts the widening of Rock Prairie Road from College Station Medical Center to pass the freeway bridge. That will result traffic through at least that will result in restrict traffic, excuse me, through at least October of next year. Now, preparations to improve South College from north of Villa Maria to Inlow begins next week. That's after three Bryan councilmen failed at this week's meeting in their attempt to stop burying power lines underground.
BTU has figured the budgeted project, which does not involve a rate increase, will cost customers $1.75 a month. Mike Sutherland wants to collect $1.75 a month to go into a fund to assist flood victims.
If you got a choice of paying $1.75 per month to get a mile and a quarter of underground utilities, and you don't even live on the street anyway. Most of them don't. That it's better spent.
City Manager Keene Register says now's the time to remove the poles as part of a $2 million TxDOT grant replacing sidewalks on both sides of South College from Villa Maria to Brookside and adding a 12-foot wide path from Brookside to Hensel Park.
There's not a lot of room on South College, and we're not buying any right-of-way. So these sidewalks are going to go through a lot of these poles. They're going to have to be relocated. So if you're going to underground the electric, then this is the time to do it, not something. Because you're going to have to put up new poles. And if you do that then you can pretty much assume in the next 30 years you're not going to put those wires underground.
Through the end of July, consultants hired by BTU will be at affected property owners collecting information that will be used in their design of the project. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Abbott has asked the president for federal storm damage assistance in Brazos and 11 other counties. The governor's letter says tornadoes and flooding from 2 weeks ago are of such severity and magnitude that effective response is beyond the capabilities of the state and affected local governments. The request also covers Austin, Brazoria, Fort Bend, Grimes, Hidalgo, Hood, Montgomery, San Jacinto, Travis, Waller, and Washington counties. The governor's office says if granted, victims may be eligible for federal individual assistance grants of up to $33,000 and low-interest disaster loans from the Small Business Administration. Online at WTAW.com, you can read and download the governor's 23-page letter. The list of Republicans in Washington who will vote for Donald Trump but not endorse him includes Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. Flores says Trump needs to end his primary campaign strategy.
Now he needs to win the general election. But he's not going to do it if he keeps marginalizing different groups, whether it's women or blacks or Hispanics or Asians or, you know, short white people, tall white people, whatever it is he's doing, he's got to run for president.
Flores, who chairs the largest conservative caucus in Congress, says Trump needs to start doing more than giving talking points. A citizen's report led to College Station police making a DWI arrest of someone who was heading to jail to serve time in another case. 37-year-old Aaron Bell of College Station, who was arrested Wednesday night for DWI with a prior conviction, was on probation for assaulting three family members last year. Conditions of the five-year probation include no alcohol. According to the arrest report, Bell backed his car into the private citizen's truck. Then the private citizen followed Bell to his house and waited for police to arrive. A driver on the freeway failing to signal two lane changes Wednesday night was pulled over by a DPS trooper. That led to the arrest of 35-year-old Broderick Branch of Bryan on drug charges. According to the arrest report, the trooper seized more than $2,400 in cash, along with a small amount of crack cocaine and unidentified pills. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced a plea agreement with a Bryan man who has admitted to threatening to kill his sister's ex-boyfriend. 40-year-old Michael Dove also admitted to assaulting the ex before making the threat. Both crimes took place 4 years ago. Dove was sentenced to 15 years for the assault, the retaliation, and possessing cocaine and marijuana. Another plea deal with the DA's office involves another Bryan man who admitted to attacking his estranged wife for the third time. 37-year-old Harvey Stockton was on parole for two previous assaults in October 2014 when he slammed the woman's head against a wall and strangled her. Stockton also admitted to preventing the victim from calling 911. Because of his criminal history, Stockton was sentenced to 12 years in prison. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 76 degrees. You can always text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we sell.
Gabe Bach in studio with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance. Go to RolloInsurance.com. Jason, educate us a little bit on insurance, because I believe that most of us don't know enough about the insurance process.
You know, Gabe, when you talk about the insurance process, you're really talking about understanding what you're buying. And I believe, sadly, that many people have made insurance into a commodity, and it's not. People need to understand what's covered in their policies, and the way to do that is through education. So we try to sit down with people, explain the policies, make sure they know what they're purchasing, and then, of course, give the service that takes care of them during the time of a need. And so we do that by being local. We have offices in Franklin, Buffalo, Fairfield, Huntsville, and, of course, where I'm at here in Bryan College Station, the center of our world. And we ask people to come see us. We'll take care of them.
From the Valley to the Panhandle and in two different time zones, right? Fort Stockton and El Paso, Mountain Time, and they can still go with Rollo Insurance. Get a quote today with Jason Rollo and educate yourself in the process. Go to RolloInsurance.com. It's two L's, RolloInsurance.com.
Bombers baseball tonight at Neutral Bowl Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
Good morning, 840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure is now east of the area. That's allowed for an increase in the humidity, which means our chances for thunderstorm starts to grow. Partly sunny near 90 today. There could be an isolated late-day storm. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm late at 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Clouds and sun, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Sunday with a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. All right, so let's see. Is it Friday? Is that right? Wow, hey.
Friday.
In the meantime, it's also ballpoint pen day. Ballpoint pen day. The ballpoint pen was invented on this date in 1943. Now, in the UK, cheap ballpoint pens are referred to as biros.
Biros.
B-I-R-O-S. Time was that some big pens that you could get here also had biro on the little deal that flips over your pocket, okay, to hold the pen. Because the first ballpoint pen, utilizing a steel ball bearing held in place by a socket, was developed by a 19th century guy named John Loud. But unfortunately, his invention didn't work very well on paper. And since basically that's what you were using.
Right.
It worked great on leather, but a lot of people weren't writing letters on leather. So in the 1930s, a newspaper editor in Budapest named Laszlo Biro decided that he had what he needed to do. He was tired of using fountain pens, and he apparently came up with this pen that would do basically the same things that first one did. So it's named in his honor. So there
you go.
The deal was, and so you could sign your paycheck, you know, the British Royal Air Force, who employed these pens, needed a pen that could write under low atmospheric pressure at high altitudes during war, and that's the reason that the biro pen worked when the others wouldn't. So also, happy birthday to the window envelope. That was patented in Chicago.
guy named Thomas Callahan came up with it in 1902. It was called at that time the Outlook Envelope.
Oh.
Okay, so that way you know. And also happy birthday to Subway, the first Subway sandwich store.
Eat fresh.
Opened in 1951.
How are those not on my list?
Yeah, no kidding. Guy named Fred DeLuca, no relation because it's not even spelled the same way. But anyway, he opened the business. And, you know, now there's like a kajillion of them all
over
the place.
They're everywhere.
Well, and the thing is, they got it down, okay? They got it down.
Yeah.
They know what to do.
I have a question, though, about that pin.
Yeah.
Is that the same kind of pin that Jerry Seinfeld gave to his dad in that episode that could write upside down?
You know, I'm not sure about that.
The astronauts use it.
Yeah. I was watching, I mentioned this, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which I find I find it entertaining because they talk a little bit about comedy. And he did a two-parter with Jimmy Fallon. And it was great to watch because there's Jimmy Fallon. They're driving along in cars, and all they do is they stick these GoPros in a car, and they're driving along talking. Then they stop and get coffee and all that. But there's Fallon, whose voice then changes into Seinfeld, because they do, you know, he does Seinfeld. What he used to do, he was on Saturday Night Live, and it was funny to listen to him switch over into Seinfeld's delivery of things when it...
We're having coffee in a car together!
Yeah, something like that, yeah. All right, here you go. The average lifespan of a hummingbird. These are just some facts, so that you're...
It's Fun Fact Friday.
I like that. Oh, yeah. No, wait, that's hashtag. Good. So here we go.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right. The average lifespan of a hummingbird is 5 months. Okay.
Hmm.
Donald Trump owns 16 golf courses around the world. Flies don't grow. They're born full size.
Oh.
Poor mom.
About the Trump golf courses, I wonder how many Obama has played on.
Oh, very interesting, yes. Hong Kong is the nation with the highest national IQ.
Okay. Interesting.
Just little things for you so that you'd know.
One of our listeners texted in and said Seinfeld pen was the Fisher Space pen.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Was.
All right. Yep. Okay. There. Got
if you
that.
Keep listening to the Infomaniacs, though. Hong Kong won't have the highest IQ college station.
It'll be right here.
Yep.
All right. So I don't know if you remember, we had this story back in April about the naked restaurant in London. Do you remember hearing about that?
I don't know if I was.
Okay. You
I
may not have been part of the show yet. Okay. Well, anyway. It's called Bunyadi.
Gross.
And it opens tomorrow, promising a dining experience, quote, free from phones, electric lights, and even clothing.
And clothes.
The Bunyadi, named after a Hindu word for base or natural, will have a naked and non-naked section. Well, that's good. Along with the changing room. The restaurant will open this summer for only 3 months. Already has a waiting list of 4,500 people.
Wow!
Just saying. So how would they're not going to use like candles, are they? That would hello.
Nude restaurant. Boy, you don't want to get the soup spilled on you in there.
Yeah, no kidding. That's exactly
hot
right.
Hot coffee takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah. What if you find a hair in your soup?
Oh God!
I don't
think
the chefs are cooking naked.
No, I know, but just hair. Okay. And Iranian authorities are not fans of SpongeBob SquarePants, a professional soccer player who represented Iran's national team, has been suspended for 6 months from domestic competition after a picture surfaced online showing him wearing SpongeBob SquarePants pants. There you are.
Okay.
Don't like that. Oh, speaking of Seinfeld, I did have another little story I was looking for here. In Reddit, the Ask Me Anything section, Jerry Seinfeld said he still owns pieces from the show's sitcom set, including the apartment door.
Oh.
Seinfeld said it has every scuff mark that Kramer put on it with all those crazy entrances.
I wonder if he still has the Superman.
Yeah, I don't know. Jerry also said he's thinking of bringing some comedians back around for another episode of his web series, which is called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. So we'll see. Brad, here you go. Soap Opera with Swords season finale will be the longest episode ever.
I saw that.
Man.
I'm excited.
It ends later this month. What's going on out there?
I don't know. That, around this time every day, it starts getting a little rowdy out there.
Somebody's gliding around on a wheeled conveyance of some kind.
Oh, no, it's probably Taylor Travis who has the broken leg.
No, it's not. No,
different
it's somebody
wheeled,
else. Maybe,
different wheeled conveyance.
You know what happened is Taylor's probably sitting down now in the zone control
room. And
someone
stole it.
Playing with this. What do you call those things?
They're scooter? Like knee wheelchairs.
Okay,
I don't know.
Because everybody's seen them. You've seen them.
Yeah.
That people use them when they have some sort of a leg surgery that they obviously that it has to be bent and they have to be able to get along around. Mm-hmm. So anyway. All right. So anyhow,
way better than crutches.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh yeah. I think that's probably so. So anyway, they say that the final episode will be 69 minutes long. Wow.
I always wonder, do I have to reset my DVR?
Well,
though?
That's interesting. I don't know if you do or not. Depends on how smart it is. I think my TiVo can do that. But
I think
I'm not
so.
Yeah,
too.
I think
not
it'll
sure.
say, like, if it goes over certain broadcast time. I don't know.
It sends high-tech stuff that we don't know anything
smarter
about.
Smarter than us.
That's it.
True.
They're made in Hong Kong.
Yes, right. Italian driver caused a huge traffic jam in Italy when suddenly he developed a fear of tunnels just as he was driving into one. Whoa!
Suddenly?
Yeah, I don't know. Some self-awareness problems there, I'm guessing, that happened. It caused a little problem. It's 12 till.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your insurance, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Lewis with Rollo Insurance. I shop with all the best insurance companies, MetLife, Safeco, Progressive, Germania, Hartford, Allstate, and more. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best rates for insurance on your home, your car, your boat, an umbrella policy, life or health insurance. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Lewis, 979-220-3018.
I'm not here to sell you a book, but if you like to read and if you're an Aggie fan, and I'm both of those, and I take it some of you are too, I want to tell you about a really great one, about a former Aggie quarterback. The name of the book is Champion of the Barrio, The Legacy of Coach Burl Beatty. Now, you got to go back a ways to remember Burl Beatty. It was in the 1940s. He went to Paris High School, and then he came to Texas A&M, played for Coach Homer Norton, finished his career playing for Coach Harry Steitler. His son has written a book about him. His son is Gaines Beatty. And recently, I had a chance to talk to him about the book that he wrote about his dad. His dad that he never really knew, because you see, Burl Beatty was killed in an automobile accident at the age of 30, right after he had won a state championship coaching in El Paso. His young son, Gaines, was just 4 years old.
I'm not a writer. I'm not a professional writer. I just tried to let the story tell itself and stay out of its way.
Well, I'll tell you, Gaines Beatty writes pretty good. Burl Beatty played freshman football for Texas A&M in 1942, and then, like so many, he went off to war. For 3 years, he was one of the few who served both in the European theater and in the Pacific theater. And then he came home and he continued at Texas A&M, played football in 1946, 1947, and 1948. If you remember the 1948 football season for Texas A&M, well, it is one to forget. 0-9, then they were facing the University of Texas. They had never beaten the Longhorns in Austin. Burl Beatty had been injured against SMU the week before, so he didn't play much of the game until the very end.
Fourth down, 14-7. Coach called him in, said, "Can you go?" And he said, "I can go." And he went in through a 76 or 78-yard touchdown pass to tie the game, 14-14.
And that year, the Aggie yearbook talked about the game saying, "Aggies win, 14-14. They were that excited about the tie. But the real story, the real legacy of Coach Burl Beatty that Gaines Beatty writes about is his coaching years at Bowie High School in El Paso, where he taught young, mostly Hispanic, very poor kids a lot more than football.
This is 1950, before the Civil Rights Act of 64, before Brown versus Board of Education. This was while it was legal to discriminate. And these kids lived, it's like looking across the street here, where there's the river and the Mexican flags on the other side from the school. And these kids were the poorest of the poor, and they hadn't won more than a couple of games in a long time. So they had no expectations of doing it.
Now to these kids, discrimination, well, that's just the way life was supposed to be. But Burl Beatty came into El Paso, to Bowie High School, and said, "No, it's not."
He taught them that you have to be respectful, meaning respectful of other people, but also respectable, which means have a good education, be able to, you know, have the good values and be respectable. And that started on the field. As you said, they faced every day, every trip they took was to some West Texas town or someone in Arizona where they wouldn't let them go into the restaurants or wouldn't let them go into hotels or to the, in one town in Snyder, they wouldn't let them go into the locker room facilities. So it's just amazing what they endured.
And it's an amazing book. It's published by Texas A&M Press. It's called Champion of the Barrio, The Legacy of Coach Burl Beatty by his son, Gaines Beatty. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.
This is Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we sell.
American Leak Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094 or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
Mary has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Allen Honda has a great inventory of vehicles to choose from. Hurry in to get a great deal and to see the exciting changes coming to Allen Honda.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen Honda is your one-stop shopping place.
Attention, City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.com.
What does it take to be the best new car dealer in the Brazos Valley? At Tom White Chevrolet, we believe it takes commitment, dedication, and devotion. Commitment to offering the best selection of Chevy's best-selling models every day. Dedication to providing the best customer service possible for every customer. And devotion to delivering the best in-store savings and most competitive internet pricing available on every new car we sell. That's why in the Eagles 2016 Reader's Choice Award, Tom Light Chevrolet has been voted one of the top three best new car dealers around. And with your continued support, we will be the best. So come see me, Bubba Dixon, off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself. And you'll see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
About 3 till. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. LA cops going to be driving around in a fleet of I-3 Beamers. running entirely on electricity. Say they'll cost about $387 a month per vehicle. And the police staff and detectives will get these cool little rides. The cars won't be used for patrol cruisers, but the director of police transportation says hoping to have the opportunity to design a, quote, robust, high-performance patrol electric vehicle in the next 3 to 4 years.
Cool.
Wow.
See how that works.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do?
Yeah, I was at a gasatorium the other day, saw a DPS officer. He was driving a black, unmarked Ford Focus.
Interesting.
Had a radar gun in it.
Oh,
so I'm guessing that was one jacked up car. That's probably for sure. But I mean, a little black Ford Focus. Yeah, I'll go zooming by that. Maybe not. Maybe not. Variety reports that Fox is looking to up the cost of a 30-second commercial in the upcoming Super Bowl 51 to more than $5 million. Last year's Super Bowl cost right at five. Back in 2004, it was $4.5 million. By the way, if you divide $5.5 million by 112 viewers, the cost of viewers in the last, number of viewers in the last Super Bowl, your cost is about 5 cents for each commercial. But again, who says they're all watching right then?
That's true.
And who says they're paying attention anyway?
Mm-hmm.
They got other stuff to be doing. They're going to get chips and dips and stuff like that. Twitter yesterday said that reports claiming that tens of millions of usernames and passwords from the social media service were currently available via hackers did not come from Twitter itself, but from breaches of other sites or malware that was hidden on various users' computers.
We didn't do it.
No, it ain't us. So we're just we're victims just like you are.
The most common Twitter password?
Password.
123456.
Oh, see? No.
More than 32 million accounts.
It's like Spaceballs. That's the same combination I have on my luggage.
You're asking for trouble. You're just asking for trouble. And Paul McCartney says that he loves public transportation. Says nobody bothers him. He tells the Business Standard. He said, ever since I was a kid, I'd always take the bus and go to stops and have a little kickabout. He said, when I'm in New York or Paris or London, I sometimes take the...